Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local college is helping host the Black and Brown Business Summit in West Des Moines. Let's go in-depth with Carol Williamson with Central College. Carol, what's the Black and Brown Business Summit?
The Black and Brown Business Summit is an initiative by the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce, and it actually originated out of their Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. And it's a two-day event in April, and it will be focused on bringing speakers and competition, I understand, for businesses who are run and encouraged by people of color and all those in the West Des Moines Business Chamber.
And so why is Central College a sponsor?
Well, we actually have been working on this inclusion work for quite some time, and I have gone back and looked at what we've done and what we've accomplished, and I feel quite proud. And then this was a natural extension of the work that we've been doing. I went all the way back to our welcome statement, and that's readily available on our website, but that was developed in the early 2000s, and that is a welcoming environment for all. And so from there, we had a committee that worked on some things, but more recently here, in 2018, we had a group of students that were graduating in the spring in May of 2018 that loved their Central experience, but hoped some things could be made better. And these were students of color. And so we listened, and then we started digging into some of the information, the survey information that we had from students, and started to be more intentional about the work that we were doing. And what has developed out of that is a group of folks on campus that we call it the Building a Culture of Inclusion Initiative. And in the fall of 19, then, we invited the entire faculty, staff, all employees, anybody that wanted to join us, to think about what areas we needed to work on at Central. What did it mean to be a campus that was inclusive? What could we do better, and what were we already doing well? And I might also add that our theme every year at Central, we pick a theme for the year, an academic theme. And the faculty at that point, when we gathered people, had already selected inclusion as the theme for the year that we're currently in. So that mirrored really well. Again, as I said before, this is an ongoing piece of work for Central and not something just new. But so we gathered folks together. There were really five groups that came out of the meetings that we held, and I think we had 75 or 80 people participate. So that's quite a large number from our employee base. But the areas that we talked about that we could maybe begin to look at were recruiting and hiring colleagues and students of diverse backgrounds. That's the first one. Were there things in the Pella community that we could work on to help people feel as if they were included here? Communication, professional development, training and programming, and then the academics and curriculum. So those are the five sort of areas that we wanted to explore and look into. So those groups have been meeting, a little bit of stopping and starting due to the work that's been involved with COVID and providing classes remotely for a portion of last year, and then working through having students back on campus this fall. But really, lots of good things have come from that, and we have been providing opportunities for our campus community all year long. And I could give you some of those if you'd like. One in particular that I wanted to talk about was our student body president, Yana Rouse. She ran last spring, and her platform for running was to make Central a more welcoming campus. Yana is from Arizona and wanted to sort of take this on. She won the election, and then we left campus for several months as we shuttered when COVID hit. And then through the summer, the events with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and others really called us into more communication with Yana and a couple of other students who were asking, you know, what can Central do to help in this situation? And we invited Yana and Maren Harrington, who was sort of surfacing also at that time, to join with us in the Building a Culture of Inclusion initiative. So there's a student group of about 30 students, 30 to 40 students, that have been working alongside these faculty staff groups all year.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Black and Brown Business Summit in West Des Moines with Carol Williamson with Central College. Now, there's a whole lot of people that think that, oh, I'm just nice to everybody. I treat everybody the same. Central's a welcoming place. Why do we need to have these conversations? And so what do you say to those folks? And, you know, we know a lot of people that don't think that these conversations are needed if everybody just is respectful to each other.
I think what gets to the core of the work that we're trying to do is to really understand things from others' points of view. So we talked at Central a lot about respectful dialogue, and a portion of that is really listening to understand from where somebody else has come from. And what we really think is that by preparing all students to be leaders in the places they go and work and the communities they live in, is that being able to manage respectful dialogue is a pretty important component.
Managing respectful dialogue is so important, but I'm just going to be honest here and say I don't know how to do it. I've been around a long time. And was I just not taught it? I don't know. I just think sometimes it's just darn hard. If you disagree with somebody and you think they're just approaching things, well, let me put it this way. I have a hard time having a respectful dialogue with a racist. How do I do that?
I think it begins with a frame of mind that I'm going to listen and not be the speaker all the time. And really, respectful dialogue is more about understanding and not about convincing. So many times we hear people express their points of view as a means of trying to convince others that they have the right point of view.
And it's not going to happen, is it?
It's hard. It is really hard, and we have a student organization, a couple student organizations on campus that other students and other employees disagree with their points of view. And so they are continually asking us, why are we allowing or why do we support these organizations? And it's important, we believe, that all voices are heard, and then decisions can be made about where people fall within those voices. But to do that in a respectful way is incredibly important as we think about who we live around, who we work with, to maintain relationships over a long period of time.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Black and Brown Business Summit in West Des Moines with Carol Williamson with Central College. This is so important. I don't know, in my whole lifetime, I've never seen our country so divided.
Exactly.
And so the point is to, for the students to engage in a comfortable environment where they can hear their voices. And, that, and it's almost like then you can, and you do it over and over, and you can practice.
Mm-hmm. That's what tonight's forum is about, is to hear and listen to students who are coming from different points of view and why it is they believe what they believe, but it's not really, they've been preset with questions so that they have time to think about them and frame them in a way that's respectful, so that the audience can have that opportunity to listen.
Wow. And of course, those kinds of things, I mean, are important to have, aren't always open to the public, and this will air after that. But it's interesting to hear how that discussion, what the format is for it. This, the support of the Black and Brown Business Summit in West Des Moines is just more of central learning about the issues that confront society and portions of society that not all of us get to interact with regularly.
Exactly. And to be supportive of the work that's being done in Des Moines and of the alums that we have in Des Moines that would identify with the Black and Brown Summit specifically.
So to learn.
To learn and to listen and to support, to be challenged.
I guess the important thing is just to keep talking.
And Central, the Building a Culture of Inclusion initiative has promoted several ways that we can listen, but also to stretch us to learn. And so I'm looking at my notes of what we've done, but early in the fall we had, for our student leader training, we had Dr. Eddie Moore Jr. who talked with us about racial issues and social justice. And the faculty also had a session with him, as did several groups of employees. And then we challenged folks to do the United Way 21-Day Equity Challenge. Several groups on campus are reading a book called So You Want to Talk About Race. The common read for next year, I don't know if you've had a chance to hear about this yet, but the book is called The Hate We Give, or The Hate You Give. One of those two, I wrote it down. And so in addition to the listening, also is the learning component. So making yourselves aware of how others view things and what their background might involve so that that's how their worldview has been framed.
Well, as we speak, the Iowa legislature is considering not allowing schools, I mean colleges, well, or the state colleges anyway, to have these kinds of discussions is my understanding, and that seems quite tragic to me.
I agree and believe that if it's done well, and again, I go back to the respectful dialogue, that we can have conversations and training about how we are more respectful to others. And I believe that, speaking on my own, from my own point of view, is that I hope legislators take a wider view of what they're passing rather than just a very narrow prescriptive view.
Anything else you'd like to share today as we close, Carol?
I think really just that Central has had this at the forefront of what they've been doing for a very long time. We have picked up speed over the last couple of years, but really that has come in alignment with what is happening in society generally. And if we can be a resource for our community, I am willing to reach back into our community to find people to have conversations and promote discussion.
Thanks to Carol Williamson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe. An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.